Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
It is the Business News Hour. We have a jam-packed day. You know, only one segment of business news today. That's what we just finished up with. And now, in studio, we've got a couple of guests from Iowa Soft Water. Iowa Soft Water is one of the premier water companies here in Central Iowa. They also happen to be a sponsor of the Business News Hour. And with us is T.J. Riley. He is the owner of Iowa Soft Water and his partner in crime, Monsieur Aaron. Monsieur Aaron. Good to see you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having
us. All right. T.J., how you been?
Wonderful. Busy.
Busy. Yeah, well, that's good. Is that not a good thing?
It's always a good thing, Mike.
Yeah, well,
always.
Because you're selling stuff.
That's right.
I mean, you know.
We're helping people.
There you go. All right.
How's that?
So let's talk about, you know, because you guys really rock and roll on this, you know, what we've got is this business that's all over the place. And so what makes it different, Aaron? What makes it special?
Well, the first thing that I would say is our customers really enjoy having us be a family-owned business.
Really?
It's small to medium size. We service all of our systems in-house, and we take care of our customers. That's kind of the big thing that sets us apart from most of our competition out there.
Well, you know, that is a trend out there where people would much rather keep money local rather than go to a, you know, big conglomerate of some kind, a big box
that and just
stores
the names. Yeah, big box stores and the names. You know, there's for in the industry of what we're in, there's so many big names that are out there.
Yeah.
Well, those big names, they charge their franchises a lot of money. We don't have to deal with that. We're a independently owned company, and we don't have the franchise fees or the big
advertising fees,
advertising budgets and fees and.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So what does that mean then, TJ? What can you do because you don't have that overhead?
Well, basically, we're giving you that great product for less cost is what that means. Yeah. You're getting big bang for your buck.
All right. So let's back up just a little bit before we go into this and talk a little bit about how is Iowa Soft Water different? It's a family company. I get it. It's locally owned. You don't have a lot of overhead. But are there other things that kind of set you guys apart from what you're doing?
Absolutely. Yesterday, we just ran into this, and that's kind of what we were talking about out in the lobby out there, was we helped a family get a water system where the gentleman just didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to get. He didn't know where to go. And he didn't have really any questions to ask us. His main question was, what's the difference? And we went through a short list of items for him to look at. Our systems are basically systems that are out there in general. They really only have a couple differences to them. We gave him the information he needed to make a good decision, and they appreciated that. Basically, he was asking me what to look for. We told him what to look for, and then he just took took that information with our systems and bought a system.
So the opportunity. So, are you guys making house calls? How do you sell this stuff?
Yeah, we do. We do make house calls.
Okay.
Absolutely. We'll come out and test your water, tell you what's what you've got, and we also have a lab access to us. We can take a whole sample and send it and get you a complete water analysis. And then from there, yeah, we do come to your house, and then we tell you exactly what's in your water and how we're going to fix it.
Now, from what I understand, because I was out at Iowa Soft Water last month, I was taking the tour. It's not one and done with you guys. You guys have got different kinds of water conditioning pieces, right?
Exactly. If somebody gives us a call and they're just interested in a water softener, or they might not even know what they're doing. They just know that they've got stuff in their water and they want to get rid of it.
Yeah, right. Everybody's got stuff in their water.
They give us a call. We come out, do a quick little water test, and then we sit down with them and show them their options. We have a full line of systems. We don't come into your house and do a 1 or 2 hour demo and sit down and show you an $8,000-$9,000 water system. It's just kind of not how we operate. It's everything we do is built for what a person wants, what a person needs, and really what they can afford and what's in their budget.
Got it. So it's not just one type of system. It's many multiples of a system, and you can put that together as...
Yeah, we can mix and match them. If somebody wants your basic water softener, all the way up to a whole house water conditioning system with reverse osmosis.
Got it.
And typically, we help out people that live in townhomes all the way up to 5,000 square foot, executive homes.
And what about commercial use, TJ?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We do everything from motels to apartment complexes to restaurants. We just had a restaurant. I'm sure people have heard of the new Fletcher that Denny Elwells opened.
Yeah.
They came to us and asked us if we could help them with their drinking water, because their drinking water is one of their premier things about the Fletcher.
Huh. So, well, that's interesting, because as restaurants, water's a big thing. It really is. And it's overcome what soda pop used to be, or your Coke or whatever it happens to be. And those companies, interestingly enough, are now getting into the bottled water segment. And so you see them trying to pitch back because, the sales of soda has gone down. When you come to a restaurant, nothing probably would ruin a meal more than having skanky water, right?
Exactly. It's the taste more than anything else. I mean, people notice when the ice cubes are cloudy, like, and foggy. And
look like frozen milk.
Yeah. And, if they're a high-end restaurant that's using a lot of water in their foods, from their soups and anything like that, they like having a reverse osmosis water unit in the kitchen to produce bottle quality water in-house versus...
Makes sense. We're talking with TJ and Aaron. They are from Iowa Soft Water, one of the sponsors of the Business News Hour as well. When we talk about stuff in the water, what stuff is in the water?
We do a couple tests in home. One of the ones that people react to the most is what we call the precip test. This gives us a visual of the things that are in our water. Another item that we do is, it's called a TDS test, or a total dissolved solids. We can give a person a number to base on how many things are in your water that's really not water. with that being said, we do bring a list with us that we get from the Water Quality Association, and even have a printout from our own Des Moines Water Works here to tell us exactly the things that are in our water. For commercial uses and for well water and things that are off city water, like TJ said, we can get a sample of that, send it to a lab, and get you exactly what kind and how much of impurities are in your water, and then take care of it.
Well, water is top of mind awareness, TJ, right now. I mean, there is not a week that goes by that we don't have a news story here on the Business News Hour about this lawsuit that's going on, three counties up north, and nitrates and all of this other kind of stuff. Is that one of the things? I mean, I know the Des Moines Water Works works hard to scrub a lot of that stuff out. Are they getting it all?
No, they're not. The municipalities can only clean their water to certain level, and their level, they say, is the EPA standard. Well, if you look, the EPA standard is set for 160-pound man. It's not set for a woman. It's not set for a young child.
Huh.
And we all know that the nitrate level of what's going on in Des Moines Waterworks, and we all talk about nitrates. Well, nitrates cause cancer. They're bad for the elderly. They cause blue baby syndrome. Lots of bad things go on.
Lots of bad things. I think this is stunning. The other thing that has always bothered me just a little bit is if you get outside of the Des Moines Water Works system, all right, and you go downstream a little ways. So you're going down the Des Moines River, down the Raccoon River, where other municipalities on further south get their stuff. And they may not have the $7,000 a day scrubbers that it takes to clear those nitrates out. What are they doing?
A lot of these, the rural areas and farms with wells, they need something else other than a water softener and reverse osmosis. A lot of times they're looking at something that removes just nitrates, or they're looking at a system that will remove
lead, chlorine, iron.
And iron, yeah. So if you have a well water with a lot of iron in it, that's just going to ruin a traditional water system. So we have a system that we will install that removes the iron before it gets into the water system.
Got it. And this is probably very important for individuals that live outside of the Des Moines Water Works area, or inside the Des Moines Water Works area, I suspect, but particularly in rural parts of the area. How far out do you guys go? I mean, you know, where?
Oh, we go. I mean, our range is obviously we cover the whole Des Moines Metroplex, but we go. You know, we've gone as far as the state line, all the way over to, you know, almost all the way to Omaha, all the way south, almost to the Missouri line.
Wow. So you. Lamoni would be in your
it's
neck of the woods.
It's in the wheelhouse.
Give us a call.
That's right. It's in the wheelhouse.
Why not, huh? Why not? It is called Iowa Soft Water, and they do some things to your water. They say that, what's the tagline for your
We
business?
Fix what's in your water.
You fix what's in your water. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming in and
appreciate it.
Chatting with us a little bit. It's always fascinating to learn about small businesses throughout the greater Des Moines metro that are doing good stuff.
One more thing that we wanted to let everybody know is we just launched our state fair pricing. So
wait, what do you mean? The state fair? It's not for
weeks.
I know.
Hey, we're kicking it off early.
We're kicking it off early. So we've been getting some calls, and it's much easier to help folks get a water system in the ground today than have them wait a couple more weeks for the state fair. So we launched our state fair pricing on all of our systems across the line. So give us a call. We come do a test and show you what we got.
All right. Well, we will have that number as well as other links to find out more about Iowa Soft Water there. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Hey, they are really in over their heads, ladies and gentlemen. They're already doing state fair pricing. Can you imagine? Are you guys going to have a booth out there?
We're going to be there. East end of the Varied Industries building.
All right. So, but don't wait, right?
Don't wait.
Get her
Just
name.
Come by and see us after you get in installed.
All right. Make friends. All right, we got to clear on out of here. Coming up, we've got the market reports. We'll check out what happened today on Wall Street. And then after the market reports, Courtney Tompkins is in studio talking about Perfectly Posh. All kinds of things yet to come on the Business News Hour.
You're a real tough cookie.